Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Oh,
hi,
my gosh.
Hi, Tamara Judge.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just lovely. You know, it's been one of those mornings where you're running around like a maniac. Dove is very vocal when she's unhappy with something.
Oh, gee, I wonder where she gets that from.
Well, I watched this thing about, I don't know. It was on my Explorer page, which I was like, I don't appreciate being bullied by my Explorer page. And it was how to deal with people who think they're always right.
Oh, wow. I might have sent that to you.
So I wanted to give you some tips and tricks on how to manage me. So apparently what you cannot do is try to say you're wrong. If you say you're wrong to a person that always thinks they're right, if you say you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, that person will always double down.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, I actually know that. So sometimes I'm like, okay, we'll see.
So that's what they said you do. They said that you meet them at their level and you say, okay, you could be right, but let's see how this plays out. And then that makes the conversation end. I feel like there's a lot of housewives that could listen to this.
I'm just really happy that you're coming to me and telling me the tools I need to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good friend. I mean, I'd rather have that than having to take Al-Anon classes to deal with my other friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, listen, I want to be completely transparent with you. If I'm getting a little out of hand, I recognize this in myself.
Oh, that's good. That's the first step.
First step to knowing it all.
Yep.
Oh, jeepers. Well,
jeepers creepers. Well, here we are. I am in Big Bear, and you know, like I am in Big Bear, I wake up around 7 o'clock and then I get my coffee, I read my emails, and that's all I do.
Well, I'm on day two of drinking coffee, so now I'm all hyped up again.
This is my second cup today.
Second cup?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're gonna have to take a bath and break. I know, I have the jitters a little bit. Well, I probably should have had a little coffee before watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
To stay awake? Woo! It was a doozy.
Let's see if we can bring more energy to this
episode.
Okay, we had the episode actually.
Two cups of coffee for this podcast because Beverly Hills, you know, this is the thing about Beverly Hills. So their ratings are still really good. And from And the reunion, I hear, is a three-parter, which I don't understand because I've heard a lot of people say that it was a snooze fest. And it, I think it has to do with the ratings being so high. They just keep it rolling.
Here's my thought process on someone who was on Seasons of Beverly Hills when people said this is snoozy or blah, 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 or let's blame this person or this or that or whatever. I truly believe if you solely watch Beverly Hills and not all the other franchises, you're going to love it because of the lifestyle and the ridiculous clothing.
Well,
and
yeah, I do think
people are spending money on.
Yes, I do think they watch it for the lifestyle. It's not necessarily the drama like they do other shows. But they just want to see what they're wearing, where they're going, like you said.
I'm cracking up. One of our producers just said, you're describing my mom.
About what?
About why she watches Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I mean, I still enjoy it. But as a podcaster, you have to agree. They make it really difficult for us to talk about anything because nothing's going on.
Well, we start off with Sutton being emotional, thinking about spreading Merce's ashes. This is symbolic of a big part of her life and the anger she's trapped inside that needs to come out. Sutton throws his ashes, well, tries to throw his ashes into the ocean. The wind picks up and Merce blows into all the women's faces and bodies and all over Garza's.
Could you imagine? Back. Could you actually imagine? And by the way, when you throw ashes, would you not check the wind? Does Merce want to be in Garcelle's purse? I mean, what is going on? Wouldn't he rather be floating in the ocean?
Listen, I feel like Merce would have been a Housewives fan. From some of the pictures I've seen, I feel like he'd be fine to be a part of the Housewives franchise body parts. But I could have used without saying there's a chunk of teeth. I really could have done without that part.
Have you ever looked at ashes?
Yes. Well, I mean,
of animal, probably animal. Yeah. There's a lot of chunks in there that look like teeth. It's chunky. It's not ashy. I don't know why they call them ashes because it's chunky.
So Merce in the purse is no longer on the purse. He's in Garcelle's back.
He should have been in a hearse and at the purse.
Garcelle's, I mean, Crystal's face when she like goes to like run away from the ashes. I mean, it was a lot.
Could you imagine getting that in your mouth?
Yeah, but we're learning a lot more about Sutton's marriage. I'm wondering something, because now, what are we, three seasons into Sutton? She's sharing way more about her marriage. And
I love it.
I do too. But I'm wondering, do you think at the beginning, maybe she thought that they were going to reconcile? And so she didn't want to say anything about it. But now she's just like, F it. I'm ready to give all the, like, because she really barely talked about it before.
I think sometimes it takes certain housewives a few seasons to really understand things and to feel more comfortable, to be more vocal. I don't know. I know nothing about her marriage to Christian, but it sounds like it wasn't a divorce that she wanted.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of said that she wasn't expecting it and she just got the paper. He said, you know, you need to hire a lawyer. I mean, that was nice of him to at least give her that heads up, I guess.
I haven't been in a divorce I didn't want. I've always been the one initiated it. I'm really hoping that
Eddie doesn't try to. Is that a humble brag?
It is a humble brag.
These women are letting go of something. Let's do a dramatic read of all the things they're letting go of.
Okay.
Would you like to go first or second?
Garcelle is letting go of feeling alone.
I have to laugh at this one. Crystal says she's letting go of her brother who's moving away forever.
Okay. Anne-Marie says she has a lot of work left to do to be happy.
Dorit says she's not sure if she can really let this go 100%, but she's going to try to leave her PTSD here.
Erica is letting go of all the hurt from the last 2.5 years, meaning between the cast.
The other women.
The other women. Yeah.
That's the key part. Like,
God, that was a good housewife move. Say something that you're going to carry on to another scene. That's thinking 10 steps ahead. And probably actually really true, because I really think that Erica's waiting for them to say, I'm sorry. Or it's like, I told you so. I told you so, everybody. But everybody's like, oh, yeah, you're good.
Well, I hate to break it to her. I think the only one that's going to apologize is the one we saw in this episode, which was Crystal. But then I'm assuming that we will then see Crystal double down in a confessional at some point and just say that the apology was, well, we actually already saw it in the press that she's going to come for something about, you know, she was on E! Saying that it really heats up at the reunion regarding that. We shall see.
We shall see.
Kyle is letting go of the guilt of thinking that she could have done something different with her friend who passed away, her sister, and the group.
Yeah, that's sad. That's got to be hard. That's got to be a lot to carry. Now, Teddy, I'm going to ask you a question. What are you letting go in 2024?
I'm saying, I think I'm letting go of always being right. And then I'm going to go grab it again when nobody's looking.
Okay. Well, me personally, I'm letting go of the Tres Amigas. See you later, bitches.
Oh, well, then we get to the apology. Crystal apologizes to Erica.
Or should I say adios?
Adios, amigas.
Yes. Adios, amigas.
Crystal apologizes to Erica for contributing to her pain. Erica appreciates that Crystal is taking the time to acknowledge that she hurt her. Erica says she would have preferred the women to sit down and apologize to her. She thinks she needs to stop looking for an apology. You are correct, Erica.
Yeah. Erica, I really do think she's looking for her, I told you so moment, and the ladies aren't reacting.
No, because I think you can see both sides of this. You can see why Erica's hurt. She went through the hardest thing in her life, but the women are still thinking about all the things that we read in the press, all the unknowns. And I mean, stuff is still out there. But Erica going from last episode talking about foreign affairs to this episode teaching the women gay lingo, I feel like she's the real woman of the world. Yeah. Like, she knows all of the things. If somebody really knows everything, it's Erica.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
And do you like a bear?
Yeah, sure. I could like a bear as long as he has abs.
I thought you were going to say money.
Oh, yeah, that too. I've never gone after money, so.
You don't say.
Never, ever. Nope. It's never been my thing.
Then Anna Marie asked Sutton if she would get married if she found the man of her dreams. Sutton says no. Well, clearly she's already told us she's never wants to get married again because she wants to continue getting that money. She wants to keep getting that bank from Christian.
Well, I think she has a lot of money, but I think if she finds somebody that she really cares about, you know, you always change your mind.
I by the way, I didn't say that of me just assuming it. She said it in a confessional.
I know, but I don't believe it. I think you always want to find your true happiness. And if you do find that one person, you want to get married. But I don't know.
She may just want a life partner and live with endless funds.
Okay, that too. That works.
Look, you're following the rules that I gave you at the beginning of the pod on always being right.
Yeah, that works.
Well, I guess we can see in the next, you know, 10 to 15 years what happens. And if her, what's the person called? Her matchmaker finds her someone. Because so far the clips of that guy is looking a little doozy.
Looking a little rough.
Making the purse jokes. I was like, no, the only joke about purses is Merce. We can't be talking about Chanel or Gucci or whatever.
Oh, Eddie would have no clue to what anything is.
He knows that Chanel is a bag.
Yeah, he does. He knows that. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Then Garcelle says she doesn't need the papers and she wouldn't want to have to split everything with someone after she's worked so hard. She says she never knows what papers we are actually signing. Kyle says she just signs the documents since Mo deals with everything. Erica says it's okay to trust your husband, but that's how she got in trouble. Are you guilty of signing things without?
Yeah, I signed something yesterday.
The only thing I sign is credit card receipts.
Yeah, I definitely do that. But also I trust my husband.
I mean, I trust mine too, but we do every, you know, our finances are separate. So there's only
ours are together. So
there's a difference. So I definitely have, and I have somebody that reads over, everything that I sign, because I know this may be a shock to you guys. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, so say it isn't so.
So I may need another set of eyes to make sure I'm not signing my life away, regardless of what it is. Okay. Then Erica says it's been a long time since she felt relaxed on a trip, and last year's trip was horrible. Erica says she felt mischaracterized and misunderstood with the group. When her appeal was reversed, no one acknowledged they were wrong. Sutton toasts to Erica, saying, although some of them didn't receive invitations to her show, she congratulates her on her residency. Erica says she was totally invited. Was Sutton's dig necessary at that moment?
No, it wasn't necessary, but is it ever necessary?
I mean, I felt like I was a little bit shocked that Erica didn't want the women there who have been questioning her every move for the past 2+ years.
Yeah.
But I also, I mean, not to do a humble brag myself.
What?
We got the invitation.
You did? I know. I remember. I seen it.
The big, the arrival, all the things. So
back to Sutton's marrying, like, her ex-husband. Did you always go for guys with money?
No. My first husband, we lived in a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah. And did Edwin have money when you got married?
He had money, but not like this kind of money.
Yeah. That's how I was. I'm not saying like I dated broke guys. I actually had a really rich boyfriend when I was in my 20s. Very, very rich. Owned Athens Disposal.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Sexy.
Very, 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 very big company. And then Eddie worked for law firm when I met him. And then look at us now. We own a very profitable CBD business. So
yeah.
I think girls, you don't have to marry money. You can make it together.
You can make it together. And you can also, if you're not going to keep your money together, you can make it on your own, but inspire each other to make more money. I think especially if there's a power dynamic struggle. So like, I mean, when I stopped working, when I married Edwin, cause I got pregnant and I couldn't ride horses, there was that definite like, shit, I don't know how to do this because our relationship has now changed and I feel like I have to ask him permission to do things.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't, I just put that on myself and it created a weird strain in our marriage. So, which is why I went back to working and figuring all things out, because I was like, I don't want to feel like I have to justify getting my nails done.
I mean, I know you have little kids and everything, but don't you feel like when you're not working, you're like, my mind gets destructive. Like, I have to be doing something all the time, and shopping's not it. Like, I have to be involved in something.
Something that's not in our rundown that I think needs a moment to discuss.
Yes.
Is the group dance. And how
it wasn't even good enough to be, it was a flashback. It wasn't even good enough, the practicing.
The practicing or the dance itself, is it didn't even make it into our rundown, which means you guys didn't think enough of it to even have us recap. But Dorit, yeah, saying she couldn't do the dance because of her dress and shoes when she knew good and well prior
she to was going doing a
that
dance.
She was doing the dance. I mean,
how about Kyle wearing orange when she was supposed to wear red?
I mean, this could be major drama breaking out.
Well, it is, because I feel like Kyle's always been on top of it with the clothes. And I feel like this year she's like, yeah, what the hell? Red, orange, blue. What's the difference?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. On our TV screens or on my iPad where I watched it, it looked red.
It did kind of look, it did kind of look red to me. I wouldn't even really notice. It was an orangey red. Okay.
Had they not made that a storyline this episode, I wouldn't have noticed, because yeah, they all looked the same color to me. And then we get back from Spain. Dorit, this scene is a little. Dorit asks how things are. What'd she say? Mosky?
That went right over my head.
She was like, the moster? Like, the moster. Hey, Motown? Like, she's all like, what? Nobody calls him that. The moster? How are things with the moster?
Moster. I know that was delicious. That was really, really weird.
I think she was like trying to lighten the question that she was asking, but it'd be like,
I think it was her nervous energy going, hey, instead of saying, well, she probably shocked herself when it came out of her mouth. Hey, how's the Edster? How's the Edster going over there?
How's Edwinator doing? But Kyle, this part, I think most people in marriages can relate to. Kyle says they never fight, and if they do, it's her. I feel like when you get to a point when you are not communicating with your significant other and you're just like two ships like passing in the night, Edwin and I will say that when we're both traveling a lot for work.
Yeah.
You're not, it doesn't mean that things are terrible. It, you know, sometimes it just means this is life. But when you guys come back together, if that communication isn't continuing, yeah, you really start to feel it. And that's when fights can arise, or you just start to get like, when I got my divorce, like I just started getting like numb to it. Like, yeah, I didn't
immune
care
to it. Like
way.
You didn't even care. Eddie and I are guilty of that. Neither, like, we're not really big fighters in our relationship. A lot of times, like, but then we also laugh at each other. Like, he'll do something to make me mad, and I'm like, you're such a dickhead. And he'll go, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, we'll laugh. And I'm like, okay, just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah. And then Kyle says that Mo treats the agency like his child and puts all his energy to it. She questions why he can't put the same energy into their marriage, and saying that if this doesn't change, they'll never survive this. I think what I have to say in regards to this, whatever you guys all want to say about Kyle in this situation, she is putting herself out there, yeah, in her very long marriage through a very hard time. And I think she speaks to a lot of people, and she's sharing things that somebody, I mean, I feel like probably other people on her cast.
Well, she aren't said sharing. She's not telling her cast what she's saying. I feel like there's more to it. She is tiptoeing around it. But of course, you want to protect your marriage as much as you can. But right, she was very open, and more open in that confessional than I think all season.
But I'm also curious if in that scene, Kyle responded to Dorit, how's the PKster? Like, do we know what's going on with them? Because remember,
do you know something we should know?
I do not know. I have not spoken to her, so I don't know any updates.
Is she mad at you?
I don't think she's mad at me. I think she's like, if you're in her orbit at the time, you're around her and talking to her. But if you're not, it's kind of, And I'm not upset about that. Like, it's just, it is what it is. There's some people that come in your life like this. And then there's the steady Eddies, if you will.
The steady Eddie.
Do I think she'd always, like, if I needed something or vice versa, we would always be there for each other. But I haven't chatted with her recently.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a quick break and get into Real Housewives of Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. All right, so we are back to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. And boy, these ladies, you don't need coffee to watch this episode.
No. I mean, going through the Valley of the Dolls was
like the women freaking out over dead babies hanging from the trees and then finding out that they're haunted dead babies whose eyes turn cuffed.
Could you actually imagine, just put yourself in that scene. You're on this, I don't know, gondola? What is this thing they're on? I don't even know. And then you go over the, under these trees and there's freaking babies and Barbies and people hanging from the trees.
What about how Adriana didn't even bat an eye when the guy said, people come here to practice witchcraft? I mean, I would have taken my shoes off and sprinted back to the boat. She's like, ooh, which one? Then they fan in on this one that's like, eyes are like.
That's really weird, but interesting. Something you haven't seen in housewife history, right?
I don't need to see it again, to be honest. That's probably why I had nightmares.
I absolutely died when Larsa came back from the restroom and she's like, what the hell's going on? Why is everybody crying? All I did is go pee.
She's like, what happened? But at this point, not only is everybody crying, people are upset because truly, this must have been very anxiety and heartbreaking for Julia. Like,
I mean, they're literally on the gondola talking about how she lost her son. And then all of a sudden they float into, a hanging baby cemetery. That's enough to throw you for a loop.
But to add insult to injury, Gertie she's upset, but now she's nauseous. And then in the middle of where her head is inside of the trash can, she's like, ugh. Then they're like, da, 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 da.
I know. She's like, everyone be quiet. Gertie's throwing up. Cue the mariachi band and the dogs barking. Would you have just hung your head over the side of the boat?
I mean, the trash can was like 5 feet tall. Here you go.
I mean, it was a big,
by the way, why was that giant trash can on the boat?
But also, why did Marisol not know how to comfort Gertie in this moment and like hold her hair back or like help her neck? Like, this is the trash can and this is Gertie.
She's like this. Do you want a milkshake? Yes, Marisol, a milkshake would be great as you're barfing your brains out.
But I did like seeing Nicole step into her doctor role as they get into the ambulance. Nicole's like, you know, she's scrubbing in. She's doing all she's even doing the special wipe down.
Take her vitals. Yeah.
I was happy that they were able to just do it all in the ambulance because there's nothing worse than having
throwing up because she was dehydrated.
Yes. But the way that Miami was able to make this the most dramatic scene, like they deserve an Emmy for it. Like it was like, you were riveted.
Yes.
I want to start out this next portion of what we're talking about. I'm going to hold up a little sign. I love Tamara and Kyle.
I can't even see it because the screen is so blown out.
Spelled T-A-M-A-R-A and K-I-L-E. How does Julia not know? She writes Viva Adriana, A-D-R-E-A-N-A. Then feels the need to prove to us that it's in her phone that way. As if
but do you remember way back in the day, maybe 2 years ago, we have a group chat and I'm like, Teddy, who's this on the group chat? And your name popped up and I spelled your last name, M-E-L-L-O-N, Camp. And you're like, that is not how you spell my last name. I'm like, oh, sorry. It probably had been in there for 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I have your name incorrect must mean that somebody sent me your contact card. And
wait,
I saved
mine's
it.
Incorrect on your phone?
No, correct.
It's correct. Correct. Okay.
Let's see if I put any like thing next to your name, like Tamara Judge, R-H-O-C, or if you're just in as Tamara Judge.
Let's see. I'm going to see yours too.
Oh, you're just in as Tamara Judge. You're just spelled correctly. But who did we have on the pod that kept calling you Tamara?
Tamara. That was Lisa Barlow.
Oh, Tamara.
Yep. Nope. I just have you.
It's fine. Lisa Eddie. Barlow calls you Tamara and Ramona calls me Gina. And then they're on the Sprinter. Kiki tries to make peace with Lisa. Lisa says to Kiki, just don't throw shit at me. Before the performance, Kiki and Lisa are dancing and Lisa quips, are you going to fight me again? Adriana's performance goes great, according to all the women.
According to who?
According to everybody's confessionals. I love Adriana. And I just sitting, doing that in front of all those people with no practice, I can imagine is extremely challenging. I don't want to poo on anyone's parade. Like, I think she looked stunning. I think the song is great, but damn, I had secondhand embarrassment watching that. I was struggling.
Who do you think the best housewife performer, and you can't do a professional one like Candy or someone like that.
Okay.
Like Kim.
So who are Kim Zolciak, Melissa Gorga.
Uh-huh.
Gina.
Come on, Caden, throw them up there. Gina Luan. Who? Gina who?
I said Sheena.
Oh, Sheena.
I like went into Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah. We're talking housewives, girl.
Ashley Darby.
Candace. I'm going to, my vote's for Candace and Erica.
Oh, yeah. Candace and Erica for sure. Oh, Drew at the reunion.
Nope.
I mean, there's been some What song are we going to perform? We still haven't done our Christmas
album.
We even
had like Gretchen singing too, which was so bad, even auto-tuned.
I have an excellent idea, Tamara. Let's do a cover album of us covering all Housewife songs.
Oh yeah, that's
gonna go on the road like Tom Sandoval.
Yes, we will be worse than the actual Housewives. Maybe your dad can give us some singing lessons.
We're gonna need more than singing lessons. Then they get back after the performance.
We just talk about Lisa in the juice box?
Yes.
Is she not beating a dead horse by now? Like, this is like nonstop. And then saying, I swear my hair, I'm just trying to make fun of it.
Well, I'm like, your hair's fake, just like ours.
So I know. So you can't swear on your hair when it's not even real hair.
You can't swear on somebody else's hair that's on your head. But also, I know that she's going through a rough time. So I hate to say this, but like, she's a little bit of a fun suck. Like she's sucking the fun out of any, like the girls can be having fun.
Lisa's feisty though. I never realized because she's always so quiet and sweet most of the time, but you push her against the wall and she comes out fighting. And I was not. I was just feeding the dogs.
But I mean, I know I'm a know-it-all. She may have me beat and I like to win at things. And
nah, I think you win.
Oh, really? I'm pretty sure if I was getting into this situation with Kiki over and over again and Kiki shared the story of her childhood.
Yeah. And then to say
I wouldn't come back and double down
and say I can't fix your trauma.
But I think when Lisa thinks she has a gotcha with Kiki and the juice box, when she's just coming across as like a child is, I don't know. It was hard. Yeah. I feel like I needed to use a Camille dictionary and say like the word petulant.
Oh God. Kiki is a single mom of two kids.
We need to have Kiki on the pod. I did not know because
why do we not know this? Why can't we have more Kiki? Cause I think next season we need Kiki as a housewife.
I think so too. I think Kiki's doing all the things. I think she is good in her confessional. She's good and she's not scared to share her opinion. She's teaching people things. She's having all the conversations, but I'm wondering what, I mean, they were able to show a
picture
video of the daughter.
Yeah. So at first I thought maybe they couldn't have like the ex-husband or whoever ex-boyfriend would not sign, but they showed a picture. They need both parents to sign off on that picture.
Yeah.
So if they sign up on the picture.
But you're saying they, but if, when you go online to search,
yeah,
you can't, there is nowhere confirmed who the father of her children are. I mean, it says that it's potentially this one guy, but there's no confirmation anywhere.
Is he at like a high profile?
He's the guy that
high profile guy.
The guy they're alleging online that it is a photographer.
Makes sense. And she's a model.
Yeah. But we don't know. And who knows if like we could make up anything at this point.
Never ever said anything about her ex, right?
No. So who knows? We don't even know. Maybe she just wanted to have kids. Maybe they weren't like in a relationship or maybe
I just
they
love
were.
Her. I love you, Kiki. She's
we
just amazing.
We need more info. We can't online. We will. Teddy Walters and Tamara Winfrey are going to get to the bottom of this.
Tamara Winfrey. I love that. Oh my God.
We need to know. So come on the pod. Then Kiki says Lisa's money is her priority. And Kiki says the homes on the river is how she was raised. And it triggered her hearing Lisa make those comments. Lisa says she didn't mean it that way. Lisa says Kiki is twisting her words and make her sound like entitled. And then Lisa tells Kiki she can't fix her childhood trauma. Kiki tells Lisa what's happening with Lenny is karma. You start to see all the women start to panic.
Oh my God.
Point.
Yeah. 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 I'm sure that came out of anger, but,
but this confirms to me that Lisa really isn't listening. She is solely there to get her point across, to stick it to Lenny. And I like Lisa.
Listen, Lisa's life is falling apart. So I give her grace because, you know, the marriage she thought she doesn't want this divorce. And that's got to be like the hardest thing ever to see everything crumbling and see some hot girl with your husband.
Well, she is a hot girl herself. But
I know, but I would rather see Eddie with somebody ugly.
I wouldn't.
Have they filmed their reunion already? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So how many more episodes are left of Miami? Because I don't know that I can bear now that Salt Lake City's gone and now Miami's going to go. I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
Two left for Beverly Hills and two left for Miami. And
that's
then
it?
Yes. And then we heard that there's a 3-part reunion for Beverly Hills and 2-part reunion for Miami.
Okay. So we got a while.
But also, did Andy post any Insta stories at the end of Beverly Hills reunion? Like, you know how normally, like, when he's doing, like, a really dramatic one, like Salt Lake, he was, like, or even he did it on Miami. He didn't for Beverly Hills. So either that means things went really awry and there was a major fight.
Well, he said there was a fight that broke out in the Miami hallway at the reunion.
Not surprising to me. Not surprising.
Who do you think it was?
Gertie and Larsa.
Yes. I think so
it's Gertie and Larsa.
Nobody has told me anything, but
me neither. That's totally me guessing by
speculating.
Seeing both women
totally
afterwards and how much they seem to, I mean, just like each other.
Do you know what I'm suddenly very sad about?
What?
Candy leaving.
I know.
I am. I had a little talk with her on Instagram. And it just kind of made me sad. I think within due time she'll be back.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that as well, because now there's all these theories about who's going to be on. Everybody is saying Portia is going to be back. This is not confirmed by any means. But I just wonder what that means for the rest of the girls. Portia's back. Who else are they bringing on?
I don't know. I'm just curious to see if they'll bring Phaedra on now that Candy's not on, but Phaedra's on Married to Medicine. So I think Andy did an interview and he said it kind of, Candy not coming back really put a wrench in what they're going to do next. Now I need to know, because this has been brought up a couple times in Housewife history. Gina asked Shannon, you don't even know my kid's name. And then again, Kiki asked Lisa, you don't even know my son's name. Teddy, do you know my kids' names?
Yes.
Name them. Name them.
Sophia.
Name them.
Sophia. Sophia.
Uh-huh. Sophia. They all start with S's except for one.
Ryan.
Yep.
I'm getting sweaty. The one who doesn't like to get his picture taken. So you take it on the security cam. Spencer.
Spencer.
And then the one that went to her graduation.
Yeah, it was a city in Australia.
Sydney.
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 Cruz Bella Dove Slate.
Oh, I just had a fucking panic attack. Name them.
Name them. Name them. Name them. I actually think it's very difficult in housewife world when somebody does, like for me, I don't have little kids. So like for me to hang out with Gina, I don't do kid things with her and I haven't seen her kids in years. So it is difficult. Like, I don't know everybody's kids' names.
I don't. But I do know everybody's kids' names from when I was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, solely because when you are filming that much, you talk about your kids all the time.
Well, when you have little kids like that, you also do things together.
Correct. But gosh, now that I've had a nice little anxiety attack, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Before I jump on a pod with Emily?
Yes.
Can you let me know her kids' names so I can write them down in case she quizzes me?
Luke. There's the other twin. Why can't I think of his name? Help. Somebody help. Luke and Annabelle. And
I can't believe the nerve of Lisa not knowing one of the kids' names.
I know.
But you know Emily's kids' name so well.
Why? Keller.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't?
It is. That's right.
Oh, Keller. Okay. It wasn't exactly the easiest one. Keller.
But the harder name should be the easiest to remember. But here's the problem. You just told me and I've already forgotten. Keller.
Annabelle.
What? Annabelle.
And Luke.
I'm going to ask.
Luke and Keller are twins.
I'm going to ask Emily if she knows my kid's name on Popping Off. So you guys can go over and listen to that and let us.
Oh,
and I'm going to look like I'm like, it's the world's best human by remembering her kids' names.
Better yet, can you remember all my ex-husband's last names, our first names?
You know what? Hold on. Is that an S name too?
Yes. Why do you think he made me name all the kids with an S? Talk about a narcissist.
These are my kids. Teddy, Tommy, Tamara, Teresa, Tiffany.
Yep.
All right. Well. That's it. That's the end of it.
That's it.
We're all hyped.
That's all we got. Now I am going to have to drive home in the snow and that'll be fun.
Well,
wish me luck.
Oh, I'm going to be in Orange County this weekend. Are we hanging out? I'm there for Bella's I'm not homecoming. Winter formal.
Winter formal. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to make time. I have some filming to do on Friday. Saturday afternoon, I have Ava's birthday party at a roller skating rink.
Well, Saturday afternoon is the only time I'm booked up because that's when
Okay.
Because I was going to film a sit down with Vicky on camera and I didn't know if you wanted to be there.
You're such a fucking liar.
You're such a fucking liar, Camille.
You're such a fucking liar, Teddy.
oh my gosh. All right. Love you. Gotta
love
you
too. Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENA CBD.com.